13. Akousos de hoesus anakoreson ekathen en poloi eis eremon topon kata idion kai akousantes hoi okloi aku latheson auto pezoi apo ton po leo. Now Jesus just hears about John the Baptist being murdered and beheaded, and he's sad. And having heard to Jesus, he departed and he went up from there in a boat into a deserted private, not only a desert place, but a lonely place. A place to pray and a place to recover. According to his own, by himself. Now this word ace here, that little ace, preposition ace there, page 119 in Analytical Greek Lexicon, it denotes the extension or limitation of thought or verbal action. He went out into that desert and he just wanted to get away from the world. Mm-hmm. He wanted to get away from all of it. Mm-hmm. He wanted to get away from it all. And having heard the crowds, they followed him afoot from the city. Of all the people in this world, Jesus knew how great John really was. The fate of John was a prophecy of what was left for Jesus to follow. It seems like every generation has a burden to bear. John the Baptist was a great man. He was the greatest of all the prophets. He was greater than all the rest. He was that last link between, he was the last prophet of the Old Testament and the one that brought in the new covenant of Israel, of Jesus, of God. Not to Israel, that is, but to the church, the new covenant. Because Israel disdained greatly to accept her Messiah king. She would not have him. Every generation has a burden to bear. And Jesus bore all of our burdens upon his shoulders. Today I spent 5 hours being a non-person. Now after you've been somebody, being a non-person is real hard pill poison to swallow. I spent 5 hours on the computer and on the telephone trying to buy a fishing and hunting license in the state of Nevada. Now that sounds pretty ridiculous, I know. And a deer tag. The government, the state, has made it so difficult for people to sell fishing and hunting license that all of them have quit. You can't go and be a person and walk in some place and say, hi George, hi Pete, hi Sharon, hi somebody, and buy a hunting and fishing license. You're a non-person. They've made it so difficult that I have to travel 275 miles that way or 275 miles that way to go buy a hunting or fishing license. Mm-hmm. That's pretty crazy. That is crazy. I got on the phone, I got on the computer today over and over, and it kept crashing. The system kept crashing, crashing, crashing. Finally, I got it ordered after over 5 hours, but it was wrong. Wrong. I sent them emails, and the emails come back to me undeliverable. I'm a non-person. I'm just a number out there someplace. My generation... I remember when I could walk into a store, and that's what I like about Bishop, California. I'm a person over there when I walk in the store. They know who you are. They say, hi, Jim. Hi, Mr. Phillips. Hi, Marilyn. I went off two or three years ago, went over and bought a bunch of solar lights. And I forgot and left them in Kmart. About 8 lights. I went in there 2 weeks later. I came back to town 2 weeks later, and I went up to the service desk, and I said, I walked off and left several solar lights in a bag here last 2 weeks ago. And they said, oh, we know where they are. Hold on. Wow. I was a person. A real person. When you've been a person, when you had service in this world and in stores and things, it's awful hard to bear the burden of having to go online to do anything you got to do. It's real hard to be a non-person. What's that got to do with this lesson? A whole lot. Jesus was the great God of heaven that came down to give us life eternal. And he came down to a nation that was so in depth and steeped in their own traditions, the Mishnah and the Talmud, that they didn't even know what the Word of God said. Jesus, instead of being the Messiah, had become a non-person. Get him out of the way. We don't want him. He's going to take our nation away from us and cause us nothing but trouble. And we won't be leaders anymore. So they were going to kill him. Now, all the miracles that Jesus did was to show them that he was the Messiah, the person of Messiah, the person of God in flesh, the person and fulfillment of Genesis 3:15, the seed of the woman. Now the next miracle, this miracle that he's going to perform, it is a great miracle. And before we go into that miracle in verse number 14, I want to go back in two places in the Bible. First place, we're going to go all the way back. We could go back to Psalms, but let's go back to the Wi'alei Shemot, the book of Exodus. The book of Exodus. The 16th chapter. Now, Moses and Aaron had trouble being non-people, non-persons also. They had trouble with it. 16th chapter of the book of Exodus. Then they set out from Elim, and all the congregation of the sons of Israel came to the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, in the 15th day of the second month, after their departure from the land of Egypt. Remember how great Moses and Aaron were in Egypt? Remember how great they were when they crossed the Red Sea? Remember how great they were? And how great Jehovah God was? Do you remember how great God, the God of heaven, was through the hands of Aaron and Moses? How he slayed all the gods of Egypt? And the whole congregation of the sons of Israel grumbled against Moshe and Aaron in the wilderness. And the sons of Israel said to them, would that we had died by the Lord's hand in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the pots of meat, and when we ate bread to the full, for you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill this whole congregation, the whole assembly, with hunger. Moses and Aaron become non-people. Nothing. All they were is they were worried about their God was their belly. Then the Lord said to Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you. And the people shall go out and gather a day's portion every day, that I might test them whether or not they will walk in my instructions, in my institutes. And I will, and it will come about on the sixth day, when they prepare what they bring in, it will be twice as much as they gather daily. So Moses and Aaron said to all the sons of Israel, we want to be a person again. We want the God of heaven to be the God of heaven again. At evening, you will know that the Lord has brought you out of the land of Egypt. In the morning you shall see glory of the Lord, for he hears your grumblings against the Lord, and we are we that you grumble against us. What are we that you grumble against us? What are we? Who are we that you grumble against us? You're grumbling against the Lord God of heaven. Verse number 8. And Moses said, this will happen when the Lord gives you meat to eat in the evening and bread to the full in the morning. For the Lord hears your grumblings which you grumble against him. And what are we? Your grumblings are not against us, but against Jehovah. Now go to the New Testament and John the 6th chapter. The New Testament, John the 6th chapter and verse number 30. Jesus is still dealing with these people. And they're treating him like a non-person, like no Messiah, no king. Like he has no credentials. Like he's nothing. And they said therefore to him, what then do you do for a sign that we may see and believe? I'm going to tell you something. There wasn't no sign great enough for them to see and believe. Mm-hmm. That we may see and believe you. What work do you perform? Our fathers ate manna in the wilderness, as it is written, and he gave them bread out of the heaven to eat. I want you to understand this. Keep this in your mind when we go back into Matthew. Jesus therefore said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, it is not Moses who has given to you the bread out of heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread out of heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down out of heaven and gives life to the world. And they said therefore to him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Mm-hmm. He who comes to me shall know not hunger. He who believes in me shall never thirst. But I say to you that you have seen me and you did not believe. You have seen me and you have not believed. You will not believe. You will not believe. You have seen the great God of heaven. You have seen the bread of God come down to heaven. Now let's see Jesus prove it one more time with this great miracle. Kai exelthon, adain polin, oklon kai es plogniste, ep autois, kai etherapusen, tus, Avrostus autone. And having gone forth, he saw many, a great crowd. Now this is over 5,000 people. This is an oklon. This is between 5 and 10,000 people. And he was filled with tenderness and mercy. His guts were twisted. He had butterflies in his stomach. That's what it literally says. Over them. And he healed the ones not well, invalids, infirm, sick. They were not well. They were invalids. They were cripples. They were diseased. And he healed them. He healed all of those out from among that crowd. Verse number 15. Hoxios de genomenes proselthon auto ho mathete legontes eremos estem ho topos kai he hora ede parelthane, apoluson, tos oklos, hina apelthontes, es tas komas, agorozosin, hiatois bromata. And the little weak adversative conjunctive particle there, de. Moreover, furthermore, on top of this and following forward, evening had come. That's 3 p.m., by the way. The early afternoon had come. And having approached him, the disciples. Now, these are the hoi mathete, that is the habitual learners that follow him around all over. Saying, Eremos, Esten. This is a desolate, deserted place in the wilderness. It is, and it keeps on being that way. The place. And the hour, already, it is past. It's lunchtime. Marilyn always asked me, is this our lunch or is this our dinner? I said, this is lunch. Now, if we eat breakfast at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it's still breakfast. Now, I said, dinner time has passed. The big dinner time was 12 o'clock. They ate breakfast, and then they ate dinner, and then they ate supper at night. Already is past, and you sent away the crowds. Now, look at this. Two oklos. How many people have gathered now, Marilyn?
What?
10,000 to 20,000 people.
Over
10,000 people. In order that having gone away unto the villages, they might buy apograsosin, agorazo, that's where it comes from, for themselves foods. Jesus' disciples demanded that he send the people away to dismiss the crowd, 10 to 20,000 people or more. Get them out of here. We're tired. It's dinner time. We're hungry. Feed us. And we got all these hungry mouths and around here. 16. Hode Jesus epen autois u creon. Ecusen apelthane dote autois himes phagen. Moreover, Jesus, so following on further, Jesus, he said to them, no need they have to go away. They don't have any need to go away. They don't have to go away to find food. You give them something to eat. You give to them, you all, something to eat. Give them something to eat. How would you like to feed 10 to 20,000 people? Mm-hmm. Now, I have fed 200 and 300 people. I used to do a thank you dinner for New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. I was pastoring. And I would throw a big dinner on. Sometimes I cook enchiladas and rice and beans. But most of the time I would cook spaghetti or lasagna. And I'd feed 200 or 300 people. I'm going to tell you something, that's a lot of work. And you got to have a lot of food to feed 200 or 300 people. Well, I'm not talking about 200 or 300 people. I'm talking about 10 times that many. Now, I've cooked in great big pots on that stove right there. Great big pots of spaghetti sauce. And I cook spaghetti sauce for how many days, Marilyn?
3 days.
How many?
Is it three?
Two. 2 days.
Oh, 2 days?
2 days spaghetti sauce. The first time, the first day you cook all of the, you make the tomato sauce in there, you make it really thick. You cook it down slowly. The next day I put in the meat and the rest of the seasonings. Now that's a lot of work. 2 days. Now, they eat very simple here. They eat fish and they eat bread. They eat cheese. These are the things they eat. But 10 to 20,000 people are hungry. And Jesus says, don't send them the way you feed them. Verse number 17, hoi de lagusin alto uk hegomen hode e me pente artos kai dia exus. But they say to him, not we have here except 5 loaves. Now this word for artos here, we know what a modern loaf of bread is, don't we? A loaf of bread may be that long and about that big around, like that. That long and that big around. A loaf of bread here was not cooked in an oven like we cook oven in an ambient oven. Now that stove right there, that old wood-burning cook stove, will cook bread and biscuits and cornbread to the perfection because it has ambient heat. But, Marilyn, what did a loaf of bread look like back in Jesus' days?
Like a flour tortilla.
Like a flour tortilla. Like pita bread. That's what it was. And they had 5 tortillas, so to speak. 5 tortillas and 2 fish. 2 fish. 2 fish and 5 tortillas, so to speak. How are we going to feed this 10 to 20,000 people? Verse number 18. Hode pen ferrete mi hode autos. And he said to them, you bring to me here those tortillas and fish, so to speak, that pita bread and fish. Verse number 19. Kai kelousos tous oklus anaklethene epi tu korton labon tous pente artos kai tous dia ixus anablepsos eis ton oranon eula Gason, Kai Klasos, Edokin Tois Mathetes, Tus Artos Hoi De Mathete Tois Uklois. And having commanded the crowds, how many is this? 10 to 20,000. To lay up upon the grass. Lay up upon the grass like an army. Like in rows, in an army. Lay up. Now, they didn't eat sitting down at tables. They laid up. And they would lay up, and they would put food out in front of them, and they would sit there and eat with their right hand and rest on their left side. That's how they did. Now, I don't know how that could be wonderful for your digestion, but maybe you wouldn't eat so much. I don't know how much I could eat laying on my side. Maybe that's a real good diet. Maybe we ought to lay on our sides and eat. Maybe we'll get to lose weight. To lay upon the grass. And having the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, having looked up into the heaven, he blessed, and having broken, he gave to the disciples the loaves of bread, and the disciples the crowds, and then the disciples gave to the crowds. 5 loaves of bread he had, and 2 fish. And he prays and he asks God to bless the fruit of the earth, and he takes it and starts breaking the bread. And the bread just keeps multiplying and multiplying and multiplying and multiplying. What Jesus is doing here is he's creating bread out of heaven. He's doing exactly what Moses did in the wilderness in Exodus, the 16th chapter. Because he was the one that Moses was speaking about. The Lord God of heaven that you're grumbling against. Verse number 20. Kai Ephagon, Pontes Kai Ekor Ta Theson, Kai Aeron To Perusion, Ton Klasmaton, Diodeca Kofinus Plethres. And they ate. All. And they were stuffed like a pillow. This word is from cortizo. And it means to stuff. When I was a little kid, we were poor. And we'd go out, and my grandmother would kill chickens, and my grandmother would dip the chickens and pull the feathers out, and I'd help her pull the feathers out. And we'd take the little feathers, and we'd stuff them in a flour sack. And every time we did that, we kept sticking these little feathers in the flour sack. Until the flour sack was stuffed full, and then my grandmother would sew that sack up, and that would be a pillow. That's a pillow to lay your head on. That's what you call a feather pillow. Mm-hmm. A feather pillow. But we'd stuff them. Now, the word stuffed here, that's the word ekortasteson, is third person plural, first aorist, indicative passive. They were stuffed. They were hurting. Their stomachs were hurting. They ate so much. And they took and carried the excess, peresion, the leftovers, that those things being left over, the aboundings, the overdoing, the fragments, 12 baskets full. They had 12 baskets full. Verse number 21 now, and then we'll go back and read all of this from the Amplified Bible. Hoi de es theontes, eison andres, Jose pentakis kilioi, choris genekon kai paidio. And the ones eating, they kept on being men, the men in the group, the males in the group, the grown males in the group, kept on being 5,000. That pentaka kilioi. 5,000. Pente on the front of that is five, and then kilioi is 1,000. A kilo. 5,000 men. Apart from the women and children. Now, if there's one man, there's probably at least one woman. Now, these guys sometimes had two or three wives, okay? Remember that back then. And every wife would have maybe a child or two. So how many people do we have here? The old Chloe meant what? 10 to 20,000. Mm-hmm. So you can multiply 5,000 by at least 2, 3, or 4. That's how many people that Jesus fed right there. 10 to 20,000 people. Now let's go and read the verses that we've done so far. Verse number 13, and when Jesus heard it, he withdrew from there privately in a boat to a solitary place. But when the crowds heard of it, they followed him by land and on foot from the towns. And when they went ashore, and when he went ashore, and saw a great throng of people, this 10 to 20,000 people, by the way, he had compassion, pity, and deep sympathy for them, and he cured all of their ailing ones. And when the evening had come, this is 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it's time, it was long past lunchtime. When the evening had come, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a remote and barren place, and the day is now over, and the throngs away, send the throngs away into the villages to buy food for themselves." Why did Jesus do all these miracles? To prove that he was Messiah, King of Israel. And Jesus said to them, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." And they said to him, "We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish." 5 loaves and 2 fish. Another place, there was a boy that had a couple of fish and 5 loaves of bread. Now, what was a boy? And I've heard people say, well, that little boy, they bought the little boy's lunch. No, they didn't buy the little boy's lunch. The little boy was out selling those fish. Now, probably another little boy sold these loaves of bread to them. They were hawking this bread and fish. That's what they did. They made money doing this. They were entrepreneurs, these little boys. And now they have, he said, we have 5 loaves, 5 tortillas, 5 loaves of pita bread, so to speak, and 2 fish. And he said, bring them here to me. And he ordered the crowds to recline on the grass, in order, by the way. And he took the 5 loaves and 2 fish, and looking up into heaven, he gave thanks. And he blessed and broke the loaves and handed the pieces to the disciples, and the disciples gave to this great crowd of people. And they all ate and were stuffed, like those sacks were stuffed with feathers when I was a little boy. They all ate and they were satisfied, and they picked up 12 hand baskets full of broken pieces left over. And those who ate were 5,000 men, not including women and children. Jesus is Messiah King. Jesus was not a non-person as Israel looked at him. You ask the Jews today, the unbelieving Jews today, and they say Jesus was nothing. He didn't raise from the dead. He didn't even go to the cross. That's a fairy tale. It didn't happen. And if they say anything about him at all and recognize him as even existing, they will say it was nothing but a facade, a fraud, a no person. In your life, is Jesus the true God of your life? Have you placed him upon the throne of your will and your mind and your heart? Is he really a real person to you? Do you have a real relationship with Jesus? Do you talk to him every day? I do a lot of little physical things, physical labor and things, and I love to work. I love to work, Marilyn. I like to work. And I want to get a job done when I start on. I want it done to the end. And every little stage of that job, I will try to run into an obstacle. A couple of days ago, I changed the oil in 3 automobiles. Here. The 2 pickups and my Avalon. And I changed oil in all of those. Now, when you're taking oil filters off and when you're putting oil filters back on, sometimes it's not that easy. You take one off in a real hard to get to place and you try to put that oil filter back on that place that it goes where that pipe thread is. And sometimes it's not easy. I was really tired. And I said, Lord, please help this thing start. Help these threads start. I'm so tired. Almost immediately they caught. Now, I have had to do that 15 and 20 times, just sat there and try to get it going, couldn't get it on. Because it's at an angle. But I got it on there. And you know what I did when I got it on? I said, thank you, Lord. Every little thing that I do in my life, every little thing, sometimes even starting a fire in the stove, Lord, help it go this time. Everything that we do in life, Jesus ought to be a part of it. When you're eating, you thank him for providing the animals that gave their lives for you and the fruit from his earth. When you drink water, thank him for the water that you have. Thank him that it's not poisoned. Thank Jesus for everything you have in this world. you, God. Thank our Jesus for giving his life for you. Believe that God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, that he might redeem all to himself. Jesus died for all men. He died for us all, the saved and the lost. It is only efficacious to those that believe in him, that recognize him for who he is. Do you recognize Jesus for who he is? Is he the real person, the real God of your life? Our Father, we send this message out today. I pray, Father, that if there's one lost out there, that this message will touch their hearts and that you'll become real to them. Not just a God, but their God. And they belong to you. Father, thank you for all the blessings you give us. Thank you for this day. Forgive me where I fail you, please.